Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, man, we are back. Let me get Bob Wilsey here.
Hey.
What's up, you guys?
Will, did you vote against slavery? Never mind. Bro, that was crazy.
I saw the same thing last night. I was like, wait, that looks kind of crazy, but all right. It can't possibly be that, but yeah.
No, it was that.
I am, that's a tough act to follow. Dr. Flo's great. And like, I just love listening to you guys and to her and learning from you all. Like, it great segment, just have to say.
Thank you, my guy.
Thank you, brother.
It's always good talking to you too, man.
Yeah, we'll get back on track here because the Kings had a huge victory last night. But man, I truly appreciate everybody who I didn't intend that went 40 some odd minutes. And I know a lot of people are here to hear about the Sacramento Kings, but they stuck around and listened to Dr. Flo, who gave a very nonpartisan view on what's going on in the world and what's going on in politics and the importance of getting out there and voting and representing Sacramento. So big thanks to Dr. Flo and the Sacramento Observer. And if you haven't gone out there to vote yet, go out and do that. And as Dr. Flo mentioned, if you're not registered, that's all right. You can register at your voting place. You can absolutely just search, where do I vote? Type in your address. It'll tell you where to go. And if you're not registered, you can register right there on the spot. But get out there and vote. Will, everybody votes for you, man, because you don't miss. Let's start with, obviously, the Kings got a huge victory last night against the Miami Heat. An incredible win. An incredible performance from so many. But can we start with a stat that I think you put out before the game? And it's the Keegan Murray stat.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know James read it yesterday. I'm scrolling down to it. But just how reliant and good the Kings have been with Keegan on the floor. So when Keegan, this is, again, before yesterday's game, they have a plus 14.3 net rating, and what I did is even that out with the season ranking so far. So that would be right around the Cavs, who are third in the league, and with Keegan off the court, they have a minus 24.3. For reference, the Jazz are last in the league at negative 18.3. So you're seeing just a huge swing with Keegan on versus Keegan off. I think a big part of that is not only how well Keegan's playing, but how slow of a start Trey Lyles has had. Mm-hmm. And they just don't have someone who can do so many things like Keegan can. Like, Keegan is becoming kind of quietly a very well-rounded star, where similar to Fox, he plays both sides of the ball, but he just does so much. And the Kings are asking a lot out of him. I think that's part of the reasons his three-point shooting isn't where it's been in the past. But he's rebounding. He's guarding the best wing option. He's being aggressive on drives. Just, he's doing so many things that Trey Lyles doesn't have that skill set, and they don't have another player who can replicate that on the roster as currently constructed.
Yeah, I think that we talked about it yesterday. I want him to shoot the three ball a little bit better, but I think he's had a great start to the season. I love what he's doing, showing the variance and how he can score. His rebounding has been top notch for where it was last year. And defensively, we all know what he was capable of, but he's been as advertised on the defensive end this year as well. He's had a really good start to the season, and the three-point shooting, I think, will turn around for him because he's getting so many good looks. They're going to fall eventually, but I really like his start to the season, and it makes sense that when he's out there, the Kings are significantly better. I understand Trey Lyles plays a little bit into that as well, but Keegan's own play plays into that as well.
Yeah, and he's doing all that on – like, he's posting that much of an impact while shooting only 30.2% from three. Yeah. So I don't even need him to get up into the 40% range. Last year he was at 35.8. Like, I would even take that with everything else he's contributing. If he becomes back or gets back to that like 39-41% range, mm-hmm. that's when he turns into a star. Like, if he can continue his production in the other facets of the game as well. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about last night.
So fun.
What, like, you had number? I know you love games like that. I can, mm-hmm. I can see when Will. I just imagine like Will in front of his computer, like a kid, just like, oh, this is great. Big third quarter, got all these numbers. What stood out to you the most? Because it feels like there's a lot. But what stood out the most last night in that 111-110 win?
I think it wasn't even the numbers, but just the physicality and the Kings matching what the Heat were bringing in the physicality of the game. Like, Sabonis, he got beat up so much. And the Kings didn't back down from that challenge. I really liked the Fox. I don't think it wasn't a dirty play or anything, but when he kind of got what's the guy's name? The guy who was lighting it up from three.
Oh, Larson.
Range. Yeah. Kind of shoulder checked him a little with a hard foul. And just the whole team seemed to have that physicality and confidence, especially after halftime. The third quarter was absolutely bonkers. So pulling that up, in the third quarter, 37-17 points. Kings out-rebounded 12-6. They had 7 assists to the Heat, 2. Shot 68.2% from the field, 30% for the Heat, 57.1% from 3, and 12.5% for the Heat. The advanced ratings for those quarters, they match. So offense and defense are the same for Kings and Heat. But for the Kings, offensive rating of 160.9, defensive rating 73.9, net rating of 87. Obviously, that's a very small sample size. It's a 12-minute stretch of a game. But it just shows how dominant that quarter was. And whatever they said during halftime, it worked. And I think that, with the physicality, is something went on in that locker room during halftime, and they came out and posted probably the best quarter of the season.
That's what I thought, too.
I think everyone's dying to know what happened in that locker room.
Yeah.
I we'll ask Jake to ask DeMontis. That always goes well.
That goes great for us. It always creates a good soundbite.
But one of the things that was so impressive about what you're talking about, Will, and what we all saw, was you're talking about one of the notoriously more physical teams in the league. I mean, that's just how the Heat play. You got Bam Adebayo. You've got Jimmy Butler. You've got these guys are routinely physical. That's how they play. They play a physical brand of basketball. And not only were the Kings able to match that physicality, they were able to out-physical them a lot in that third quarter and kind of deliver punches back to them. And, you know, it's just something that I think it's an evolution of this particular group, and you got a guy like DeMar DeRozan that adds that type of level to their game, because now on the perimeter, not saying Fox or anybody else is soft, but on they call him Debo for a reason. Mm-hmm. I talked about yesterday, him and Jimmy Butler, that was a dog-on-dog clash right there. They was going at it. And
they have such similar styles and games, too. Like, it's fun to watch those, too.
Yeah, man. So it was really reassuring to see them be able to match that level of intensity and physicality yesterday.
Yeah, and having DeRozan, like, he has, comes as no surprise, third in the league in clutch scoring so far with 24 clutch points. Mm. Like, having him be able to just go get a bucket whenever's needed is such a luxury, where I think teams just were able to key in on Fox so much last year that having one person who can do that is great, but having two, you, if they choose to guard DeRozan, that's when we see Fox go on runs. So we saw Fox in the third quarter and DeRozan to kind of finish out the fourth. And shows, I think the Kings have done a good job so far this season of kind of riding the hot hand of whoever is in the zone at the time. But they kind of move in little pockets of who is scoring in the quarters or the halves. Mm-hmm. Still haven't really seen that huge singular game that someone's posted. A lot of like 20 to 30 point games.
Mm-hmm. Do you, overall, you think De'Aaron's playing well?
I think he's playing okay. I think we all have very high standards of him. I think he's playing well in terms of like a NBA player. I'm pulling up his numbers just to see. It's so...
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
They're pretty good. I saw them this morning. Kind of shocked me how good the numbers are, because I think he can play better than what he has and play bad. Yeah. But I think he can play at another level, and then you go and look at these numbers, and he's top five numbers, to be honest with you, from a point guard.
They are 24.1 points, 5.6 assists, 5.3 rebounds, 2.1 steals, which is higher than his league-leading 2.0 last year.
Did I hear this right?
Shooting?
Are De'Aaron and DeMar 1 and 2 in steals? Did I hear that right? That can't be right, is it?
I haven't seen it, though.
It's close. I know the Thunder are probably up there as well. Yeah. Like, they
stupid Thunder
are so good on defense. And they similar
really
style.
Are. It's frustrating that they absolutely got better.
They are not 1 and 2 in steals.
Okay.
DeMar's, they're 3 and 5, though. Fox is third, mm-hmm. DeRozan's 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Jordan Poole, 2.8 steals a game.
Well, that's your boy.
That is my boy. He's having a good start to the season.
Draymond Green gave him a little attaboy.
And Jordan was like, get off of me. Cool. Get away.
I think if Fox
about that later.
Go ahead,
can get his three-point percentage up just a little, 29.8, but James put it really well. His 0 of 11 dragged down a ton.
Yeah.
Before that, he was at like the 36 range, so that'll even out with a few more games. I thought he's played well. It still feels like he's figuring out his way in the offense more than the other players. Mm-hmm. That's just vibes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I'll take. I want him to be a little better than what he is right now. But if you told me for the whole season he was 24, 5 and 5 with 2 assists, I'd be like, the Kings are in probably in good hands. Like, he's probably doing well.
Yeah.
Like you said, it doesn't necessarily tell the whole story.
When I'm really stop doing that voice, because that guy... That guy's in trouble.
We don't have to. We might not. We're not gonna have to do the voice. He's gonna be on the show.
He's about to get voted out of Milwaukee.
Oh boy!
But it's like you know, I think he's played well. I don't know if it's a situation where our expectations are just a little higher for him, but you know, numbers wise, and then you kind of think back to like the games. Like, he was really good in Atlanta. He was pretty good against Portland. He was really good against the Lakers. And you think, but game by game, like, yeah, I guess he has been pretty good. But maybe the expectations are just so high for him because we want him and we think he can be an all NBA guy, and we want him to reach those type of numbers. But he's had a good season so far.
Yeah.
What do you think about the four-game road trip? Obviously, that tonight was a very dramatic cap to it, but that's a 3-1 road trip. I mean, people thought they might get the Toronto one, lose the last game to Miami. That wound up not being the case. They lost a really close one. Toronto wound up winning a really close one against Miami. But overall, that four-game road trip, Will, brought them a game above 500. What do you think about it?
I love it. I think the Toronto one is tough, but totally understandable with everything that was going on. And again, the big takeaway of that is just forcing it into overtime, which hard to do a consolation prize. But when you go 3-1 on a road trip, that's a pretty good consolation prize. I like the way they've played against the teams that they theoretically should beat. I think we haven't seen them come out flat. Very much, which is great. Good starts to game in the first quarter, and then turn it on in the third quarter. But it's hard to ask for more than 3-1. You'd love to go 4-0, but coming back 4-3 with only two home games played so far in the season, feel really confident about where they're at.
I do too, man. I've kind of, you know, stretched out this window when we started talking about this about a week ago. I know the road trip is what everyone was focused on with the 3-1, but I saw these bookends to the road trips with the Portland game at home and the Toronto game at home, and I said in these next six games, I want 4-2, possibly 5-1 to kind of get yourself above water. At the time, they were 0-2. They've already solidified the four wins. You got an opportunity to go 5-1 in those six games. And all right, now we've got everything going back correctly. We've got some wins under our belt. And now we can get ready for the rest of the schedule and start, I don't want to say smooth sailing ahead, but feeling good about yourself. I thought last night was a really big win. It felt like they looked like they took that game seriously as well and looked at it as a big win as well. And now, tomorrow, you got an opportunity in that six-game stretch to go 5-1 and be 5-3 overall.
And that's a opportunity, especially this year, they have to take advantage of. For anyone who hasn't looked at the standings lately, there are six teams in the West that are 4-3. So it is going to probably come down to.
So what's our magic number, Will?
Oh. Do a quick calculation in my head.
Magic number to clinch a top six spot here, seven games into the
217.
There it is.
Something like that. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we got some tiebreakers with the playoffs and how just even everything is. That's what it's showing so far in the regular season so far. I can't wait for the Kings to play the Suns. That's kind of the matchup I'm looking forward to next, and see them against one of these top tier teams. Suns 6-1 right now. Like, I've got that game circled.
Yeah. They look legit. Like for real. Not like, oh, early season success, this is cute. No, they look like a significantly better basketball team than they were last year. I think the same is true for Golden State, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they're a good team. They've got the next four games or so.
Yeah, they've had a comfy schedule. Mm-hmm. But they've played good basketball.
Yeah, they have. They can shoot the rock, too.
Yeah.
They can shoot the rock.
Sucks. Shavano.
Even
he should change his name. He should just get. I'm gonna get rid of Buddy. I'm Shavano Heald from now on.
Even your boy shooting the ball relatively.
Who's
well.
My boy?
Your boy Draymond.
That's your boy.
That ain't my boy.
Who has a Draymond Green impression? Raise your hand. Scanning the room.
Wait, how does that make him my boy? Nope. I have a Jerry Jones impression. It's not my boy.
Some beg to differ.
Actually, you can make the argument. Anybody I like, I don't have an impression for.
So why do you hate Kyle Shanahan?
No, I do like Kyle. And I like Doc. Doc ain't never done nothing to me. No. It's 50-50.
Because Doc has never coached one of your favorite teams. That's why you like it. That's why you're good with Doc. Well, I know you haven't gotten this far yet, Will, because it's tomorrow, but they're playing Toronto again.
Yeah.
Like, having those games, like, in quick, short order and, you know, previews by the numbers used to be your bag. Is it just, hey, let's not give up 46% from three and maybe we got this one? Is it, hey, like, you're not going to, you know, catch us flat-footed this time? We're not in a road trip. We're at home. I mean, it does feel like Toronto played a little bit above the head. It's not like Scotty Barnes is back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, they're playing the same exact team. Any early thoughts on the Toronto matchup tomorrow?
Yeah, I think you've got to focus on fast break points. That's kind of their one game where they really lost in that category. Mm. So fast break points in the loss against Toronto, the Kings had 17, which is fine. That's their second highest of the year, but they gave up 27. So Toronto, that's where they excel. I don't have the number right in front of me, but they're top in the league in fast break points. So they turn their kind of quick, easy offense and use it well, which is so important when you're missing a player like Scotty Barnes, where if you aren't able to get going in the half court, you have to find an easy way to score, and that's how they did it. So the Kings have allowed their other games 4, 16, 4, 10, 10, 5. So that 27 is a huge outlier, whether it was tired legs, missing their threes, just the number of opportunities for Toronto in that category. Like, that'll probably be my main focus for tomorrow.
Yeah, don't let Agbaji and Boucher just...
That'd be a good idea.
I don't think you have anything you can do about Boucher. He just clearly, every time he sees the Kings, is just...
Well, clearly he's the greatest player that's ever lived.
His shot is so... like, just looking at it, it doesn't look like it should go in as well as it does, but it works.
Yeah.
At least against
the Kings. He's a good ball player. I'd love for him to be on the Kings. A lot of people have been saying that for a few years. Yeah. I'd love for him to be on the Kings, man. He's a good little ball player, especially off the bench.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Will. Great stuff, as always. Will Z of National, Will Z of SI. Keep up the great work, my friend.
Did he write something about the Kings not playing defense yet?
No,
he's national.
But Will is national from a different breed.
Ah, you're right.
He's new age national.
Got you.
Will actually watches basketball. He actually watches the Kings when he writes about them. That's why he's so different than other national writers.
Can I give a quick shout out for the watch party coming
up? Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah, this Sunday, Kings versus Suns at Bike Dog Brewing, their East Sac location. They've got a projector set up. They'll be piping in the sound. I'll be doing stats there live, so it'll be fun. Come hang out, have some beer, watch the Kings hopefully beat the Suns.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.